Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I appreciate your patience tonight. It's been a moment since I've done some public speaking. I find nowadays it's, you know, best to keep quiet. But sometimes you just gotta let it out. Young angel and young lion, you know what it is. Look, I'm the property of October. I ain't drive here, I got chauffeur. Bring me champagne, flutes, rosé, and some shots over. I think better when I'm not sober. I smoke good and no glaucoma. I'm a stockholder. Private flights back home, no stopover. Still spitting that shit that they shot Pac over. The shit my mother looked shocked over. Yeah. But with a canvas, I'm the group of seven. A migraine takes two Excedrin. I'm the one twice over, I'm the new 11. And if I die, I'ma do it reppin'. I never do it second. I swear niggas be eyeing me all hard and lying to their girls and driving the same cars. Sitting there wishing their problems became ours. Cause we have nothing in common since I done became star. I done became bigger, swerving right into my peers' lane. Same dudes that used to holler my engineer's name. One touch, I could make the drapes and the shears change and show me the city that I without fear claim. What I said seems to never extinguish. Coolest kid out, baby, word to Chuck English. Count my own money, see the paper cut fingers. My song is your girlfriend's waking up ringer. Or alarm or whatever. She be here at 6 in the morning if I let her. But I never get attracted to fans. Cause an eager beaver could be the collapse of a dam. Always knew that I could figure how to get these label heads to offer them good figures. And me doing the show, getting everyone nervous. Cause them hipsters gonna have to get along with them hood niggas. It's all good, I'm going off like lights when the show's over. Make pasta, rent a movie, call hoes over. Rest in peace to Heath Ledger, but I'm no joker. I'll slow roast ya, got no holster. Wet glass on your table, nigga, no coaster. Burn bread every day, boy, no toaster. G and Taz got a cig, but I'm no smoker. They just handed chips to me, nigga, no poker. I'm with a young money, cash money soldier. My cup runneth over. The same niggas I ball with, I fall with. On some Southern draw shit. Rookie of the year, 06, Chris Paul shit. DR, CJ and Poe, I see y'all. These cases don't work out. I hope we can agree on making enough to pay any Judge Judy all. First thing I'ma do is free Wheezy. Go.
And I take probation. I don't want that DI and big vacation. Private plane, pick location. I'm going to the bank to make a big donation. Yeah, I don't stunt, I stunt hard. And if the food ain't on the stove, I hunt for it. But in the meantime, you could call me Young Roy Jones Jr. fighting the drugs and gun charge. Shit. Don't leave me unguarded, and I'm a cheesehead. Word to Vince Lombardi. Word to Marky Mark to leave a snitch departed. All that blood like the Red Sea parted. My gun go crazy like it's retarded. Red light on it like it's recording. I ain't recording, I'm just C4ing. My currency foreign. We are in a league, they aren't. Better dig in your pocket and pay homage. Better cover your eyes, your face falling. Watch the game from the side, I'm play calling. No, I didn't say that I'm flawless, but I damn sure don't tarnish. My pistol got comments for your garments. I'm so high I can vomit on the comments. KY, no homo, I'm on it. Weezy F, baby, newborn bitch. You know what they say about when your palm itch. I'm gon' get money, money, I'm gon' get. Young money in your tummy and we gon' shit. And get that toilet paper quick like when bone spit. That's right, bitch, I'm back on my grown shit. That Audemars Piguet, no ice, just chrome shit. And your boyfriend's open in a phone bit. I scream, fuck the world with a long dick. Motherfucker, I'm me. Yeah, bitch, I'm me. You niggas sweet like the pussy in which I eat. Fireman burned down your entire street. So fly, I'ma take off when I leap by. And you can suck my wings. Stand on my money head, but y'all mean. Put your hand in the oven if you touch my thing. I'm shuffling the cards, about to cut my queen. But I ain't the dealer. House full of bitches like dealer tequila. Yeah, I'm the man in the mirror. My swagger just screaming, motherfucker, do you hear her? Yeah, Jizzy Drake with the lick read. We make magic, boy, Roy and Siegfried. Woo! Young Moolah, baby. Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
What happened with the brief intermission?
We
ain't paying our bills now? What's going on? We need sponsors?
I don't know. We're going to play a track, and then we should be ready in a minute.
All right, bet.
Yeah. Rap Diablo, yeah. It's the Rap Diablo, macho when I drop flow. Bar gets raised up, it's me and Petey Pablo. Colder than gazpacho, colder than the mano. Rapping head honcho, rocking shows like I was Bono. I go, play a couple keys on the piano. The industry a lie, all the promises were hollow. Follow me, I can show you where we bees at. How'd I get my G pass? None of your fucking beeswax. These raps bring a joint together like a kneecap. Fuck the little eight ball, show me where the keys at. The time continuum, Mortal Kombat finish them. Trying to find a balance, reaching for my equilibrium. Fools, I pity them. I'm not a human, I'm amphibian. Fake superhero like the Mystery Man. I ain't saving nothing. I'm getting faded till the angels come and skipping all the famous functions. How do the famous function? The A-list can't be trusted. I strong arm them like I play the trumpet. The bottom barrel of society. I tell my bitch if she don't love me, then just lie to me. I'm finer than the winery. Take it from the rich, this is power. Finally, I don't even need my fucking eyes to see. Come and die with me. Cause everybody got dead homies. Said everybody got dead homies. Yeah, said everybody got dead homies. Said everybody got dead homies. Okay, my mind is Yoda, I'm on Ayatollah. These other rappers get to die soda. I find Jehovah in the darkest places, empty as apartment basements. This a marathon, gentlemen, go ahead and start the races. Save the coffin spaces. Your
come up missing. Tell your bitches you've been tripping, now you on vacation. Rapping like it's automated, lights I keep them on like Vegas. Lava making, so hot I'm turning hog to bacon. Only God can save them, I heard the monsters made them. I ain't a star, I'm way farther with the constellations. Contemplating suicide like it's a DVD. Lost inside my mind, it's a prison, homie, leave me be. You can see me bleed, I be with the freaks and geeks. Bitch, I never miss a beat, I'm Charlie Conway, Triple D. Gordon Bombay in these streets, ballin' like I'm Pistol Beat. Been a beast, every word I spit rewriting history. Look at what you did to me, look at what you did to me. Running to the underworld with guns and set the sinners free. No bitches in my circle, I'm gonna show you the commercial. I've been popping like a colonel, reading Justin Bieber's journal. Treat you like a urinal.
Torture chambers, secret passageways, vats of acid, and deadly vaults.
Charges. He's already got life in jail, man. What the hell is his problem? Well, to be honest, the smell of these chronic leaves make me hella demonic. They compelled me to kill this elderly man, and I get these panic attacks. Papa Xanax, relax. Trying to stick my fucking dick inside a mannequin's ass. Then I get manic depressed. City orthodontist get gas, man, it's kick ass. The first thing I put on is the mask. Speaking of mask, man, it ain't too late to have a change of pace and take it off and show my face so you can see the things you face and slice you up and cook you after your murder by strangulation. That's bacon souffle you make an angel. But thank you, Jason. There goes one more coma due to blunt force trauma. Just give me one more soma and I'll be done for, mama. Go in the damn room closet. Another volume lost it. Shove in the back. Vacuum nozzles down the bathroom faucet. It seems like every day I get a little flakier. The medication is making my hands a little shakier. Hand me that egg, sing my song, baby, to shake him up. It'll only take me a second to choke his trachea. Breaking his neck and aching some places, baby, he's shady. Comes lady, he's got the razor, the blades, and the chit to change his all, baby. You blundering, bumbling, mumbling, dum dum. Yeah, here I come, come, you hear the rumbling, rum, rum. Got something inside of that blue tub and that drum, drum. My head and torso of someone, where'd it come from? Who's it belong to? Maybe the girl with the long blonde hair who disappeared and left the cheerleader pom-poms. Clearly there's something wrong, cause she didn't come home. She's missing, where is she? Something fishy is going on. I guess he stuck a bitch with the pitchfork with the long prongs. Now everybody get to dance on to my damn song, come on.
Because I do the two. Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebaum.
Yo.
Yo, are we live?
Son, yeah, we're live, son. This shit took forever. I had no, yo, my fucking internet was messed up the entire time, but we're live.
Boy, we gotta get that AT&T for real.
This shit is trash, son. 18 minutes of BS, of trash.
I mean, and you was playing trash music on top of that. You was playing music.
Nigga,
music.
I didn't play that. I wasn't playing
carriage
music. That
track.
Was Payne playing the music. That was
it
not me.
It
would have
been fire.
That wasn't me. Payne, are you in the, are you on? Are you online? Are you in the building?
Let me turn down my TV. It's getting real in here. I just got that Uncharted 4. Y'all should cop that in store. PS4. Play that.
Damn, son. I'm sorry to anybody who's listening in. We're experiencing technical difficulties. I'm gonna reshare the event so people know. Damn, son.
Damn, Dan, you back at it again with the miscommunication.
Yo, Rowdy Rebel got 98 years in prison, son.
Rowdy Rebel or Mitch? Because that's what I seen on the thing with Mitch.
You heard it was Mitch?
Hmm?
Was
yeah,
Mitch?
What's going on with my thing? Yeah. Computer's dead this weekend.
Yo, I'm sorry, guys. There was a lot of technical difficulties, but we are on and ready to go now. This week's topic is homophobia. And whether or not
where's
you think
he's
homophobic. Payne? I'm trying to find him now, but he's not. He's not responding to my Facebook messages, so we have to do this dolo. Oh,
man. So it's looking like it's one game.
Nah,
it's going to
be lit.
Bitch. Today,
damn,
right?
Why would you call yourself a bitch like that?
No, come on. I just smirked him. Oh, that's head. That's head. Wow.
Are you playing video games right? Are you playing a video game right now?
I'm playing that Uncharted 4. It's on stores now. You know, it came out May 10th, guys. Go cop that.
They're not paying us to sponsor them. You know we got reach. We're not gonna talk about that.
Oh yeah, don't even buy that.
I'm gonna ask you a question, Kareem, you think you homophobic?
I won't necessarily say I'm homophobic, but I would necessarily say that I don't like being hit on by men.
Why not? You don't think it's flattering?
No, not at all. Because of the fact I'm not attracted.
What do you mean not attracted?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not attracted to men.
Yeah, but you're attractive to them.
Not necessarily. I feel like I'm, you know, I have a look that's only attractive to females. But, you know, I support the whole LGBT thing or whatever. I support the whole movement and everything. But I'm not going to say I'm homophobic. But I feel like we stress the term homophobia a lot. And we basically make everything seem homophobic that isn't most of the time.
Like what?
Like, when people get upset about getting hit on by dudes that are homosexuals, people usually tend to say that the person who is upset about it is homophobic. And it's like, not necessarily, it's just like if a girl is getting hit
that
on by a guy
that is homophobic
because
if you're not homophobic, then you treat gay people the same way you treat straight people. And so if you get hit on by a gay guy and that bothers you, then it should bother you to get hit on by a straight woman.
Not straight woman, but ugly straight woman. Then yes, I do get upset.
So then you homophobic and you ugly phobic.
Well, I mean, if that sums it up, I'm everything phobic if it's not bad. I'm not a bad chick, and I'm a phobic of it. I'm allergic.
What about lesbian women hitting on you?
That's fire. Only if they not the lesbian with the, you know, the looking like Tom Cruise like type of lesbian.
It said Tom Cruise. Oh my God. So, okay, let me ask you a question. So, if you see two men kissing, what's your reaction?
I'm gonna look away.
Why you look at? If you see a man and a woman kissing, what's your reaction?
I'm gonna look away because that's not time for me to.
If you see two girls kissing, what's your reaction?
I'm watching that. I'm watching that like it's TV, like it's a live event, like it's pay per view. But that's sexy.
So but why does that not mean that y'all? Because homophobia is defined as a dislike or a prejudice towards gay people. So it
yeah,
sounds
I don't have no
dislike,
problem with lesbians.
But it sounds like you're homophobic towards gay men.
How? Because I don't want to get hit on by them.
Because you don't if you find them kissing, it's not lit for you.
Well, so do you watch that? I don't think you should have to watch that.
But we're not asking if I'm homophobic. We're asking if you homophobic.
I thought the subject was homophobia, not is you a homophobic. Not necessarily.
Well, see, this was something that me and Payne came up with, and he's not here right now, so I don't understand what's really going on, to be honest.
So he feels like I'm homophobic. He feels as if Ruger Capone is.
No,
I am. I'm right here.
Where were you the whole time? What the hell?
I've been right here.
Yep.
You didn't say nothing.
Wasn't Payne too? Like, come on, man.
You didn't ask me. You asked him, was he homophobic?
No, I asked you if you were here when I called in. I said, is everybody here? You good to go?
I said, yeah.
How are you saying yeah?
No one heard you.
You're the only one hearing yourself say yeah.
I've been here. I heard him say that my music sucked. I was pretty turned off after that. Pause.
No one said, Kareem, yeah, Ruger did say your music sucks. He did say that.
Oh, that was
pause. Yeah, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm about to get on Facebook and try to do some damage control and let people know that we are online.
You can't sue the radio station?
Nah, it wasn't a radio station. My Wi-Fi is super garbage.
So you can't sue them?
Sue them for what?
Messing up your radio station. Like, come on now. They can't be doing that. You ain't paid for that.
All right.
You ain't paid to be dealing with that.
So, Payne, I remember we were having a conversation earlier this week, and you said that that you're not homophobic. And I was saying that you were homophobic. Do you recall that conversation?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I don't really agree with how people use the term. So even, you know, have you ever been around somebody who had a fear of spiders? You ever seen how somebody reacts when they have arachnophobia?
Yes.
You ever seen, like, if you ever put somebody on an elevator with a spider, like, they're not going to try to kill the spider. They want to crawl. They're afraid. They're screaming for the. You ever see somebody who's afraid to be submerged in water? You take them to a pool, try to throw them in the water. Like, they're acting insane because they're deathly. Like, they have a fear of this thing. So when we get the homophobia in my brain, it registers that means that, like, yo, I'm afraid of Tom Hanks or Tyler Perry.
I'm not afraid of Birdman.
Hold on.
I'm not afraid
phobia,
of Young Thug.
I'm on Wikipedia right now. It says the term phobia.
I understand. And my problem is that I feel like phobia, when attached to the word, the word homophobia takes the phobia word and makes it into something social. Not so much it being a fear, but now it's become a social. Like if I say, listen, if somebody says, listen, I don't want gay people as neighbors, they're not afraid of gay people. They just have a disdain.
They're afraid of. So then, do you have that for gay? do you have that for gay people? Do you have a what is it, a disdain for them? What word do you use?
I don't know. I don't have a disdain. I don't hate gay people, no.
Yo, Kareem, you got to turn your vibrations off, son.
Yeah, no, I just forgot about that. You know, my phone be popping every time.
Too many bad vibes.
You know, I just be trying to do memes.
Here's my problem. Like, I understand the concept of a phobia, meaning a fear of, we're comparing arachnophobia, but when I think of homophobia, I think more of something like a substance, like a chemical can be hydrophobic. It can be not a chemical can't be afraid of something else. It just won't interact with that. Will you guys interact with gay people by choice? If you had a choice,
just because somebody, like for example, I don't want to interact with a crackhead. That don't mean I'm afraid of them. I just don't feel like me and a crackhead have anything to talk about.
You don't have a fear of crackheads?
You can act.
No, I don't have a fear of crackheads.
You're not a little bit afraid of crackheads. Like, not 5%.
I'm pretty sure I could kick most crackheads' ass.
Well, maybe you should,
while
man.
On crack? What?
You could kick a crackhead's
crack
ass while they're on crack?
Most crackheads are not in a position to defend themselves.
I've seen a strong, brawling crackhead.
That's impressive.
I've seen a couple.
I remember somebody defining homophobia to me as a fear that a man will treat you the way you, as a man, would treat a woman.
They were gay. A gay person defined homophobia for you. That's pretty much obvious right there.
Well, I didn't read that.
Yeah, pretty much. You can't see. It's like when you want to find out if Jesus exists, you can't ask a priest. You know what I mean? I've had this conversation with people before. Certain people, like, you can't go to a gay person and say define homophobia, because they're gonna say it just means that you don't want to love and embrace your inner gay.
Yeah, that does make sense. And Carlos is dead the type to agree with him.
I'm dead.
I probably do have a hidden gay potential in me. He probably the type. I bet you agreed with him too, Carlos.
What'd you say?
He unlocked your chakra. Your chakra.
Because look, in all honesty, right? Just because you don't agree with someone's lifestyle don't mean you're afraid of it. Like, it's people who are kleptomaniac, people who live their lives by stealing, people who live their lives by scamming credit cards. Just because you don't, so say you don't want to hang around someone who's a thief, that don't mean you're afraid of thieves. It don't mean you have a social dislike for thieves. It just means you're the kind of person who say, you know what, I don't want to hang around people that steal. That's it. So if you're the kind of person that say, you know what, I don't want to hang around guys that suck dick, I don't think
that
makes you homophobic. It's a press of life choice.
What makes you not want to be around me? Because when you think of arachnophobia, you think of a severe case of arachnophobia. You think of, oh, I'm arachnophobic. Like, you think of, oh, somebody being arachnophobic, they see a spider and go, oh my God, I gotta get out of here. That's a severe case. You can have mild.
Because usually, right, listen, you never see chickens hanging out with ducks. I don't think chickens hate ducks. It's just ducks hang with ducks. Chickens hang with chickens. You never see dogs with a litter of cats. That don't mean dogs hate cats. If you had a cat and a dog and lived with them in an apartment, they'd get along fine. I have people that are gay that I get along with fine. But I may necessarily don't want to chill with them all the time.
Is there anybody that you love that is a gay person?
There's people that I have love for that are gay. They're lesbians.
What's the difference between loving somebody and having love
for them? Having love somebody means you care about their well-being. Loving somebody to me means you'd risk your life so they'd live.
That is a good way to explain it.
Well, the kind of definition is that. Wait, so y'all not going to accept my definition of homophobic? Were you going to accept his definition of love?
No, I didn't say that was a universal definition, but that's my definition. There is no universal definition for love. Some people kill people because they love them.
all three of us could have a mild homophobia, like a very, like, it doesn't, we don't have severe cases. There are people who kill gay people. I don't think I could ever do that.
I got a
punch.
I'm not
going to
kiss
another man. My stomach feels a little weird.
My stomach don't get weird because that's pause, but.
Nah, my stomach feels weird. Like, I feel like throwing up a little.
You sound like you're getting butterflies in your stomach.
No, I don't get butterflies. Yo, Kareem, you asshole. No, it's not butterflies. I feel like I got to puke a little bit. I'm not saying, because think about it like this.
That sounds like you're allergic to it.
Do you have a fear of spiders?
Because that's someone's like, you know what this is like? That's like if somebody says, hey, Carlos, would you suck a dick? No, never. You're homophobic. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's the same.
What I'm saying is, if you by choice say to me, like, if you treat gay people differently than you treat straight people, that's homophobia, I think. Now, if you treat them more negatively,
that's just being stupid. That's no different than that's just being stupid. That ain't because you're scared of gay people. That's just because you're an asshole. Like, for example, right? Let's say we were all smoking a blunt, and we're in the middle of smoking, and then the person next to me hands me the blunt while I'm smoking it, and you say, hey, this guy's gay. And I throw down the blunt, like, my lips, I got a dick in my mouth. That don't make me homophobic. I'm a jerk. That don't mean I'm not afraid of him. I'm just an asshole.
Nah, I can't. I'm not gonna lie. One time I was at a party, and a bunch of people
smoking mad
blunt, and I refused to put my lips on that blunt just because I just feel like gay people contract more sexual diseases. Statistically, like, it's just a statistic. I know that HIV is more prominent in the gay community, and I can only assume that thus herpes is more prominent. And I'm not gonna put my lips on the same blunt. I refused to do that. So what I did was
that's reason and mathematics and shit. Mm-hmm. That you're behind your reasoning. That's not phobic. That's just, you just did fractions and shit.
I like to say, if your girlfriend is homophobic, she lost her virginity in the project staircase.
Most women love gay people.
Most do. If your girl don't like gay people, then she love niggas so much that you're not the only one she's fucking.
If your woman hates gay people, then she probably knows like rap lyrics by heart.
If your girl know more than 50 rap lyrics by heart, she gets a train run on by dark skin niggas.
It depends on what it is. Like if she know like Mobb Deep lyrics and shit, she might be gay.
If your girl say no homo, she be popping niggas listening to the Tamon album. Purple Rain.
Yo, if your girl don't got a single gay male friend, she fuck niggas for Quiznos coupons.
I disagree. There are some inner city communities where it's hard to find gay people.
Where is that?
Yo, Quiznos are Subways right now.
That question.
If you answer Quiznos, you homo.
That question is false.
That's gay.
That question is false.
How is that gay?
Pause. Wait, that question, yo.
That's where I think y'all homophobic. How is that gay? What's going on?
Because you're comparing footlongs.
And you trying to decipher? You trying to
pause
between which one you like better?
Yeah. Pause.
The light. What kind of footlongs you be grabbing? The light ones. Or the
pause. Real niggas don't even eat Quiznos. Pause.
Real niggas eat chicken.
Like, everybody knows, like, you from the Lower
Real
East
niggas,
Side now.
Real niggas eat Popeyes.
It's no Quiznos in the hood.
Oh, my God. God, yeah, that killed me. He said you're comparing, because you're comparing footlongs. That's a classic.
I got a question right now, and this is for the breadwinner. This is for the breadwinner.
All right, what's up?
Then you notice, like, I've been coming up with a theory, and I've been having plenty of talk And I hear, like, when you level up to full gay, like, when you go gay Super Saiyan is when you get the transgender surgery. And basically...
You think transgender is the same as being gay?
That's a Super Saiyan. Yeah, that's Super Saiyan. That is Super Saiyan. That's Super Saiyan. And not everybody can unlock it.
This is the shit that confuses me, and I don't want to offend anyone,
yeah,
but the shit confuses me.
No, we gotta, that's our job. We're one guy, two jerks. Our job is to offend a bunch of people, as many people as we can every Tuesday. And so we're
all
right,
doing
well, it
right
now.
Listen.
Let's talk about it. Let's be honest.
I don't understand
honestly,
when a guy, right, when a guy becomes a woman so that he could be in a lesbian relationship.
I feel like that's like in Pokemon. That's a super ineffective to me. Like, I just think I don't understand. Cause my thing is this: I feel like the best way to make love to a woman is not with your mouth and hands, but with your penis. I think the mouth and hands are like accessories. Like it's like a wristwatch and a necklace, but your sneakers, pants, and shirt are the penis. Like, you feel me? And I just think. But like my friend, I have two friends with me and right now. My friend Mackenzie and my friend Denali. They're both up commenting. Mackenzie just
they're
said
both
that.
Both homosexuals.
You know Mackenzie and Denali, so you know.
Wait.
Mackenzie said that some trans women do still have penises. So if you're a woman and you have a penis and you're in a lesbian relationship, then you can make love with your mouth, your hands, and your penis. But
you just
want to
make love
saying,
with your penis with a dress on.
What Kareem was saying was that going Super Saiyan gay is going transgender, and I don't know if transgenderness and being a transgender and being gay are the same thing. At first, I thought they were. At first, I thought that when you level up in gayness, you eventually just turn trans.
No, being Super Saiyan and gay is when you end up in a Ben Stiller movie.
I think being transgender is the most sexist you can be possibly, because the whole point of sexism is that, like, when you're a feminist, you're like, yo, like, all this gender bullshit is trash. Like I'm a woman and I want to be treated equal to a man. Like, let's get rid of gender and let's treat me equally to men. But when you're transgender, what you're saying is that those labels, men and woman, matter, and that they are important, because If we took the labels away from men and women, then you can't be transgender, because gender is a social construct. But by being transgender, you're supporting misogyny and you're supporting misogyny, because you are saying that men and women, your genders matter, and that you having a vagina, or you identifying as a woman, or you identifying as a man, matters to you. And I think that gender shouldn't matter. As a feminist, I am a feminist, and I think that as a feminist, gender shouldn't matter. People should be treated equally regardless of their gender.
That's
the problem with the world. So 30 years from now, everybody's going to be Jaden Smith. Thank, great.
But Jaden Smith is not gay.
He's not gay.
Jaden Smith is not gay at all. Jaden Smith got hoes.
He just does strange things for change.
Jaden Smith is not gay?
No.
Yo, Payne,
something strange.
Yo, Payne, my friend Lewis said that. He said the homie with the deep voice is deep.
Jaden Smith is not gay. I've heard it. You know, your generation scares me.
Jaden Smith isn't gay. What's gay about Jaden
right.
Smith?
Right. Right. Jaden, right, sure.
If Jaden Smith is gay, then Prince is gay.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that was a mystery, really. I didn't know that was a real conversation to have.
Wait, what are you talking about? Are you saying Prince is gay?
Do you? Is that a real question?
Wait, Prince wasn't gay.
You acting a legend. I mean, somebody that was around the time of the legend. He just started taking deep breaths.
All right. This nigga heard Prince wasn't gay and started orgasming. Prince wasn't gay.
Prince wasn't gay. neither is Ben Stiller, neither is Owen Wilson, neither is Tyler Perry, neither is Mike Tyson. No one's gay then. In fact,
nah, Mike
if Prince, if Prince
Mike
and Jaden Smith are not gay, then gay doesn't exist.
Niggas who like to fight, I'm going to say this, niggas in the hood who like to fight niggas all the time are either gay or they miss their dad a lot. Like, I feel like if you really, if whenever
that's
a man
not true.
Talks to you, and you, no, I think
that's
I think
not true. There are some people who just
know,
like
that
violence.
That subconsciously, you want to be physically aggressive and you want to exercise.
No, maybe you just want to prove that
nah,
you're a badass.
No, besides, yeah,
and show
that's
your
gay. Like, my ass is bad. That's pause. What you like? If you fight with a person, that's just, like the same. Like having sex and fighting with somebody are the only two times where you're physically like exhausting yourself while touching somebody.
And you
had
your test.
Like,
yeah, but
like,
your goals
somebody, like,
are different. Listen, I've had 63.
Your goals are different because you're taught to not be gay from young. Like my dad once told me when I was growing up, if I found out you're gay, I would never love you.
That sounds very homophobic to me. Sounds like your father's homophobic.
I was told that when I was
young. Sounds like your father's homophobic.
I could understand other black kids being told that, but being gay and being like, damn, like being gay is wrong. But this is wow, sexy. Like I just want to press him because I'm dumb sexy, and niggas used to press me all the time, and that's because they were gay. Like niggas used to be like, yo, look at you. Can you do your eyebrows? Well, no, I don't do my eyebrows. Look at this gay ass nigga, son. I'm not gay. So where's this gay energy coming from? It's coming from you. Because you want to touch me. You want to fight me and touch me and feel my body because you paused.
The eras have changed. You got to understand, like, people from my generation, it's very hard for us to get used. Because I used to go through that. I would hang out at Washington Square Park, and it would be like gay teenagers would try to talk to you. And it was completely okay to beat them up. And, like, if the cops came and asked you, like, what's going on? You're like, yo, these guys are faggots. And the cops wouldn't do nothing. And be like, oh. And so you got to understand that it has nothing to do with homophobia. It's just a transition for a generational thing. Like, oh, we're all loving this now. And it's
okay,
an adjustment.
I'm going to have to step in. I can't joke around with this. I'm going to have to step in. Homophobia is a product of the patriarchy that we put in, like, most Christian male-based society. It's the same product that made it okay for white men to beat up a black guy and be like, oh, and the police come and go, what's going on? And they're like, oh, well, he's a nick. And they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. The same thinking behind that is the same reason why it was okay to beat up other people. It's the same thing. They're both hate crimes. They're both hate crimes for being slightly different than another person.
First of all,
beating up a gay
it should
black
never
person
be a crime to kick anyone's ass for any reason. So I don't believe in hate crimes because I feel like if you feel like punching somebody in the face, it's your right to do that. They have the right to defend themselves.
Well, that's what I do because I love you so much. Nah, it's either hate crime or a crime of passion. Cause I can see myself stabbing a woman I love. Like, I've been in love one time with a woman.
All crimes
and
are not hate crimes or crimes of passion. Some crimes have to do with economics.
I've never wanted to kill somebody until I fell in love with them. Yo, okay,
number
hold
one.
On, pause. I said I never wanted to kill somebody until I fell in love with them. Wait, pause. Who is
sheesh, my son is
no, you can tell he's around girls.
There's one girl around.
Sound like he got a lot of.
It only takes one to make you say something like that.
Sound like he got a man in him right now.
Yeah, I was like, I never wanted to kill anyone until I fell in love. That line will definitely get you laid.
He think he Romeo and Juliet now.
That
was poetic. I might use that.
You never watched the episode of Snapped? Every episode of Snapped is some girl killing her husband. Or what are you talking about? Most serial
killers
but
they don't always
retarded.
Be for love. Sometimes it be for money.
Most serial killers kill people that they love, that they're attracted to.
Most serial killers?
Most people who kill people that they're attracted to. Like serial killers.
I don't think so.
Even if you look at school shootings. When school shooters shoot up schools, they kill people that they wish accepted them, like the popular kids. People kill trans women because they can't process their attraction to them, especially once they find out that they have a penis, and they get so upset and frustrated. The reason why people kill a lot of people is because they're attracted to them so much and they can't process their feelings.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like some people just kill people because they just want to kill people sometimes.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know everything was so emotional. Some people kill people just because they want their land or their territory or what they got in their pocket.
Yeah.
It'd be
Wild Out Wednesday, so you
got to
catch
a
body.
That's a lot of sex appeal. Y'all bugging.
Some people kill for a living. Like, there's some people, that's their occupation.
You think everybody in the military, think everybody in the army loving one another? Or they just kill?
Yeah, I do. I think everybody in the army, especially at night, I think they love each other.
People in the army are people who didn't get into college. I will say this, though. Everything anybody does in life is to get laid. My friend is an architect. He's an architect, so he can get laid. I'm a rapper, comedian, actor, whatever, because I want to get laid. I like when girls go, "Oh my God, you're so fun." I want to get laid. People want to get laid. So if you kill people, there has to be something sexually arousing whenever you finish killing somebody. Nobody does anything unless they want to get laid. Payne, you're a poet. You know you like poetry because it get you play.
That's not true.
Stop. That's not true. It's not at least 30% true.
That's a side effect, but not a motivation.
All of life is sex. All of life.
That is not true. That's true when you're 21. Like, I understand. When you're 21, that is true. But that's not true to real life. Because when you're 21, you're not in real life yet.
So what's something that you've done that has no sexual purpose?
Beat somebody up. It was no girls around.
That's sexual. You're establishing dominance over another man.
When you're 21, you make everything sexual. Because what does beating somebody's ass have to do with sex?
Pause. You said beating somebody's ass. That's sexual in nature.
Oh, my God.
What does beating somebody's ass have to do with sex? If that's not sexy, then I don't know what to say. Yeah, I beat his ass. It was me, his ass, and me beating it.
That's hard. Especially busting somebody's ass.
Pause.
Let's not forget that.
Yo, I bust that nigga's ass. Oh, I washed that nigga. Pause. Yo, I spanked him. Pause. Yeah, me and I'm on
whatever, man. Yeah. Whatever. I just disagree with the notion that everything is based on sexual preference. Because if that was the case, nothing would get done.
All of life is about reproducing and letting your species forward. So life would be counterproductive.
I think life is about that for some people. I don't think that about all people.
It's about that for flowers. It's about that for bacteria. It's about that for animals. It's about that for fungus. It's about that for
It's not about that for warriors. It's not about that for warriors.
What that reset is this? What are you, Golden State? It's not about that for warriors. All warriors do is rape and pillage villages after they kill.
That's not true. Those are not warriors. That's not true. You're talking about like Vikings and pirates and shit.
I'm talking about warriors. I'm talking about Genghis Khan. I'm talking about armies. So break it down for me why it's not true.
In all actuality, the deepest motherfuckers you will ever know in history lived in isolation away from women. Because no one gains anything by being around women all the time. And no man is going to build anything by fucking all the time.
It's a gain a lot.
Okay, look.
Sex causes you to extract way too much energy. So with that being the case, if all our purpose was to just reproduce, nothing would get done.
All right, Kareem, do you have an opinion? Ruger, you got an opinion on this?
I feel like that, you know, sex is a major key to life, you feel me? But it's not the main key. It's multiple keys in life that we have to acknowledge.
You're just horny, bro.
I'm not going to lie about that. I am extremely. But at the end of the day, I understand self-respect. And I understand to be calm. Not everything I do is for that. Right now I make sandwiches and smoothies. That's not even sexy. You feel me? That's not even that sexy.
Okay. All right. I'm about to flame y'all, son. I'm about to flame y'all. Y'all really acting like two jerks right now. I know I'm the one guy. Slow.
Right? Like, I don't sit down in front of a piece of paper, click my pen and go, what can I write that's going to get me a lot of vagina?
It's not
what happened.
Like, And Carlos, in some of your songs, you do talk about aggression with men and stuff like that. So are you telling me that you're fueled by sexual energy? Because that's tight pause.
I know.
Not every song is dedicated to women.
Not every song is dedicated to women, correct. But I understand that in releasing my frustrations and in doing that, that women are 50% of the people. And so if I have – I understand that money and material equals women. Because, like, one of my favorite comedians is Patrice O'Neal. He says this. He said that a man's test in life is a woman, and a woman's test in life is material. That if women didn't exist – if women didn't exist at all and if I could never
fuck
ever –
I would kill myself.
I wouldn't live. I wouldn't do nothing. I would stay in my room all day beating off to whatever porn was available or whatever. I would do nothing.
How are you going to do that if women aren't available? That's pause.
Because hopefully there's somebody going to draw some. I watch cartoon porn sometimes. But I'm going to say this right now. Look, I'm going to say this. I understand that not every time when I go to – if I work in an office, not every time that I go to work am I going to work for – sex, that's pause, because there's mad niggas there. But I understand that I'm going to work to make a check that pays my rent, so that way when I bring a girl over, I have an apartment to bring. It's about steps. It's about you working at a smoothie shop, not because making smoothies is sexy, so that way when you find a girl who wants to have sex with you and you want to have sex with her, you can take her out to wherever you go because you have a job where you sell smoothies. It's about.
Are you saying that the only way to get laid is if you have money? Because that's a lie.
The only way to get laid by the caliber of girls I want is to have money. I want to get my bracket up.
So you
want to
hoe?
I'm trying to fuck Spanish girls with the 18-19 waist and the 45-50 ass and the Rihanna forehead.
Oh, shout out to Hayam Stephanie on Snapchat.
Exactly. Yo, she don't snap no more.
That conversation is so hetero.
Once in a blue. I'm not going to lie. I'll get rich for that. That's worth getting rich for. But the rest of these
you feel
that,
me?
That is not.
Niggas said once in a blue. But the thing is, there are thousands of girls who look like her. Like, I watched Amigos Snapchat. These niggas, all their songs aren't about bitches. Like, some of their songs are just about flipping and selling drugs. But I watched their Snapchat. It was them and Young Thug and, like, 70 girls twerking in a room at one of their parties, son.
It sounded like they weren't even interested in it.
Nigga. I was interested. Fuck them. I don't care how they feel, nigga. I don't care how they feel. I care about the girls.
You don't care how
twerking.
Another man feel?
Nigga, I don't care how men feel. Why would I care what a man feels like? Why would I care about a man's feelings?
Pause.
What do you mean, pause? I don't care how men feel. I only care about how girls feel.
I don't care how a man feels. That's a cancellation and pause. So you get the pause card now. Cause you,
pause, you get the double pause. You get the stop.
You gotta pick up the two for your mistake pause right now. Cause how you gonna pause?
I thought you were a kitten's hands. Cause that was wild pause.
But you said with pause, you don't care what a man feels like.
I don't care what a man feels. I never care. Like however men feel, I don't care. Unless you my like one of my best friends, my brothers or whatever. Like
that's
I,
pause.
If you,
that's
I don't care how you feel. If you a man, you a grown ass man. Your feelings don't matter to me. My feelings shouldn't matter to you. I don't care. I only care about how girls feel. I don't have feelings.
As a man, you shouldn't feel. You should only be catching.
Only thing I feel like it's whatever, son.
As a man, girls is the only thing you should feel sad for.
You know,
as a
like,
man.
You know what actually really makes me sad, like sadder than the Holocaust? Is when I see a real fiery, fiery, fiery girl, like OD fiery, and then a big, fat, short-haired lesbian girl comes out the deli and grabs her arm and they walk off together. I really cry a single tear at that moment because I just go, what a waste. What a waste. What an absolute waste. I just want to remind everybody.
And
the
my
number
gay guys were only hairdressers and choreographers.
Why do you sound like
Darth Vader?
You sound like Darth Vader drowning. Why does your voice sound like that?
He sound like he's
got Darth Vader. You got Darth Vader in here.
His call just dropped. I'm waiting for him to call back. He sounds like
he on his real Kane status.
He's Darth Vader scuba diving. This nigga, what a game. He got the. When I was 25 years old, I lost my voice. I lost my voice to cancer and smoking cigarettes.
Like you know that to catch a predator when they talking to stuff.
You know the gangland niggas when they trying to get back.
How I sound now?
You sound great now.
You sound. That's pause. That's pause.
Well, anyway, like I said, when I was in my day, gay guys were only hairdressers and choreographers. They wasn't all over in the hip hop community.
They had no other choice.
What?
Who's gay in the hip hop community?
Who's not gay in the hip hop community?
Vado, Jadakiss.
All right. What I'm saying is, most people that get radio play or have videos on MTV are gay.
No. You think Drake is gay?
Drake is gay.
Slightly. I feel like he did some stuff.
And listen, I don't make a distinction between bisexuality and gay, so forgive me. But yeah,
yo,
gay,
was
whatever.
Birdman.
Yo,
if you were Birdman, you had to be gay.
I know y'all saw that. I know y'all saw that video I made where I was singing a Drake song, and that nigga came in and was like, "Nah, this is gay," and played some hard gang. Y'all saw the video I made. What I'm saying in that video is that how can Drake be gay if every single one of his songs
gay men have been singing to women for years. Luther Vandross didn't sing to men. Elton John didn't sing to men. Liberace didn't sing to men. Gay men have been making records directed at women since Music. So what did that prove?
You know why? Because they consider men women.
It's stealth. Because it tends to be stealth.
It's not even stealth. They consider the men women.
Even Little Richard. And Little Richard, like, is as gay it could be. He never made a song to a man.
Who, Drake?
Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Was he listening to all these tracks?
Dick. His name is Lil Dick.
He's feminine, but gay. Not
Drake
hard.
Is sensitive. Drake is not gay. He kissed Scarlett Johansson's hand.
Listen,
he saw her.
Like
gay.
I said, I don't make a distinction between bisexuality and gay. It's the same to me. But he's gay.
Bisexuality and being gay.
And he was signed by Birdman.
Bisexuality is
time.
Gay to me. It's no such thing as being bisexual.
Oh,
you either
God.
Suck dick
like,
or you don't.
You sound like an Atari right now, and I'm really feeling like a Dreamcast.
It's the truth. If you suck dick, you gay. If you don't, you not. Just because they want just in between your dick sucking, you like vagina. That don't make you on the team hetero. I'm sorry.
No, you're not on team hetero. You're not on team
gay. It's no bi. It's no bi. It's no bisexuality. Bisexuality to me is if you like. Fuck prostitutes.
What? So you're telling me that
now you're drifting into something I don't understand.
You're telling me that if I came up on, let's say I got a $10,000 check tomorrow, and I paid a woman $5,000 for sex.
Right,
I'm
you're buying sex, right? Ain't you buying sex? That's bisexual.
That's how you become bisexual.
I'm done. I can't. Let me put it like this. I'm not a fan of the Twilight books, but I am a fan of the Twilight movies. And I was never Team Edward or Team Jacob. You feel me? But some people are Team Edward. Some people are Team Jacob. In a Twilight scenario, I'm bi team. I'm part. I like Edward and I like Jake. I root for both of them. I want them both
that's
to get.
Pause.
To get
oh, yeah, pause. I'm sorry. First of all, bringing up Twilight is definitely pause. Anyway,
that's not pause. Twilight
as a man,
is
you shouldn't even like Twilight.
Yeah, yeah. When I was growing up, all vampires was heterosexual.
You telling me the Count from Sesame Street isn't a gay man? You're bugging.
No, he's not gay. He's not gay.
That's Tim Swag.
He's not gay. The Twilight Vampires.
When you ever see him with anybody else? He's never with
the. He had a wife.
Where is she? So Eddie Murphy got a wife.
That rule don't apply in the puppet world. They're not going to make a puppet for no reason. Ernie and Bert were gay. Big Bird was gay. I can go with that. Ernie and Bert were definitely gay. They took baths together.
Big Bird wasn't gay.
He was fucking Snuffleupagus. That's so obvious.
Snuffleupagus was a transsexual woman.
You know who definitely wasn't gay is Oscar the Grouch. I think that nigga was tight how gay everybody else was.
Oscar the Grouch couldn't get laid. He had poor hygiene.
Mm-hmm. He had STDs too.
Because all the gays was making money and taking up all the rent.
Nah, Oscar the Grouch was gay too. He went to jail and he got dogs in jail and he came out.
Anyway, Ernie and Bert were Latin, so that you know they were gay.
I like to point out that Oscar the Grouch was clearly a Dominican.
Sexual preference don't exist in the Latin community.
Pause. Yo, son. Even though I know a lot of people don't listen to this show, I love these conversations. These be boosts of my week that
There's
I
no
need.
Such thing. If you're Hispanic in any way, if you're from Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, it's no such thing as gay. It's no such thing. They don't have sexual pride. They just believe in getting off. It don't matter. Whoever's around.
It's pause. If speaking to men adds excitement to your day, I'm just going to leave it at that, Carlos.
Say it again.
It's just pause if speaking to men leave excitement to your day. That's pause enough.
Yo, you shouldn't be in pain. You want to hear something funny?
Okay.
After this, I'm gonna tell y'all a story about why I'm paused. I'm gonna tell this pause story. I'm gonna tell y'all right now why I'm paused, son, like, I had to look at myself and go, son, are you paused? Like, are you gay, my nigga? Like, what's good with you? Like, you really are the pausedest nigga I know personally. And I was talking to myself. So
are you sure you're ready to come out with this story right now?
I'm gonna tell the story right now. So y'all gonna be so disappointed with me. Wait, my friend goes to college upstate. He's 8 hours away by car. So last year I went up there to go see him, and there was this girl there. I'm not gonna say her name, but she was very beautiful, and I was like, yo, you're so bad. I went up to her to go talk to her. I tried talking to her, like, hey, how do you know my, you know, I tried to be friendly, like, hey, how do you know my friend, blah, 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 or what are you studying? And as I was talking to her, she straight just walked away from me. Like, she was not interested in what I was saying. She was not interested in my G. She did not fuck with me. She bounced on me, right? Cool. Fast forward to this year, and I go back up again. I went back up a couple weeks ago. I went up to go see my friend. So I go there. And this is back when I had just made that video I was talking about. So I go up there, and I go outside to go smoke a cigarette, and I walk back to the party, and this girl that I don't recognize stops me. She goes, "Oh my God, it's you!" Like, "Oh my God!" And I'm like, "Hi, what's going on?" She's like, "No, I saw your video, and like, so." She's like, "Can I please get to know you better? Like, can I please be your friend? Like, I just really want to get to know you better." I'm sorry, like, I'm kind of geeking out right now, but I really just want to, like, really be your friend. And she's bad. Like, she's kind of bad. But because she's saying
like
that,
bad,
I kind
of
get annoyed.
Like, what type of bad? Like, your type of girl bad or, like, bad? Like, everybody
like she's
bad.
I'm explaining right now. She's like five. I'm going to say she's, like, 5'3", light-skinned Hispanic, and very thick.
What's the body looking like?
Her ankles are looking thin, her thighs are looking thick, her waist is looking medium, her titties are looking all right, her shoulders are looking nice and rounded. I like her wrists, I like her forearms and her face, I like her complexion, and I like
her
mouth.
I can't see her eyes.
You know how some Hispanic girls be having the hairy forearms, and that's a turnoff. Because some Hispanic girls be having
trash.
The little Honduras,
they be
Honduras forearms, the Guatemalan forearms with the long ass hair. That should
be
blowing much. But she didn't have that. She didn't have that. She didn't have that.
Oh, so
and but
so
I couldn't see
she had
a hat on, so I couldn't see her eyes. Her hat was mad.
Was
low.
It a fitted or a
mad? What happened?
Was it a fitted or a Scully?
It was like one of those Bryson Tiller hats. Like one of those Tiger Woods golf hats. Anyway, she was talking to me, and my boy comes over. He goes, "Yo, this is my boy Los. Da 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 da. You should link up with him." All this stuff. While she's talking to me, I kind of get annoyed by how my big she is, and I just walk away from her. And then
that's false.
Later on, I find out
that's false enough
that she's the girl from the year before that I was trying to bag. And I was so tight, and I was like, "Yo, you're really a pause master. Like, you're really pause king the third. Like, you are really."
And what did you do in the night?
Nigga, I was tight. I was tight. I started screaming. I just started screaming. I was like, "What the?"
That sounds pause. You went through a gay burst of emotion. Men not supposed to be feeling like that.
Nah,
you
I was
know,
tight.
Now.
But that's my story about how really pause I am.
That is false. Cause I don't
that was super false.
Don't you want girls to be on your dick?
And when you become famous, this is gonna definitely come up.
Now my mother never really paid attention to me much throughout my childhood. So I have an attraction to girls. I have an attraction to girls who don't like me. Like when I first talked to her, she didn't like me and I thought she was fire. But when she liked me, I was like, "Oh, I'm annoyed." And I went inside to go talk to another girl who didn't like me. Like I just like when girls don't want to be around me, cuz my mother never wanted to be around me growing up. So it's just one of those things, you feel me?
So you
want
to know
all but
huh?
Yeah. You don't get the pause. You just get the emotional feedback sound button. You'll be sad and whatnot.
The emotional feedback sound.
You over here trying to get sympathy. Men not supposed to make sympathy.
Word pause, man, for bringing up your childhood. Pause.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Word. Pause.
Well,
that was mad gay. That was definitely a gay moment. I clinched when he started talking about his mom. I clinched.
That was false too.
What do you mean?
That's nasty. Because
she's
stabbing.
He said, "I flinched"
when he started talking about his mom. Carlos, your dad was born. Wait. See? That's what I'm talking about.
Your dad was born in Cornfield and your mom name is Mia. Oh, they made a corny ass son.
Look, if I'm paused for talking about my mom, and if you flinch when I talk about my mom, then you're homophobic. And
what?
That
come
point,
on now,
that you have
yeah,
a mild case of
homophobic.
That's a reach.
You flinched. You flinched. You said you said I flinched.
I said I clinched. I clinched.
Pause. You clinched what? What are you clinching?
Yeah, that is true. What is being clinched?
That's why I said pause. Public school education really went to shit. I can tell.
All I want to know is, so you're telling me because of how your mom treated you, you are not attracted to any women that's attracted to you, technically. So in all reality,
when a girl is attracted to me, that's one thing. A girl is on me like, "Oh my god,
you want somebody that's not,
oh my god,
that's
oh my god,
not
that's just a turn off. That's just a turn off. That's just a turn off, son. Like when a girl is like,
it
like think
like
about
your
like
body's
this, you know,
crying out for homosexual love right now.
You know when you're you know how when girls be walking down the street. And niggas be like, yo, ma, your shit is wild fat, ma. Your shit is wild fat. Let me holler at you.
I never witnessed that. That sounds like sexual harassment.
Nigga, I've seen you do it.
I don't recall.
I don't recall. Like, it's that same thing. Like, when a girl's like, "Oh, my God." Like this one girl used to tell me, she's like, "Yo, if you took your dick out right now, I would kill your shit. Like, I would really just, like,
that's
I would just."
That shit, how's she going to kill your
shit? That shit
used to scare
me,
son. In what sense?
Like,
she used to, we would be in math class, and she would put her hands on my crotch and then pretend like she was jerking me off and sucking my dick and shit like that. And I would just be like,
and
I'm
you
like, this
pause
is
for
too
just
much. I'm like, I'm trying to get an education.
You pause for just sitting there.
Nigga, I'm not
pausing.
Like, that shit's a turnoff because no woman in my life ever did that before. If my mom was somebody who was nurturing and loving, and then a woman comes up to me, she's nurturing and loving, and I'm like, all right, my mom was somebody who didn't care. She'd be like, all right, here's a can of Spam. I'll see you in 5 days. Like when a woman does that to me, I fall in love with her. When she's like, yo, you ain't shit, and I ain't shit.
So you like to get mistreated. That's pause. Because only men mistreat women.
How is that pause? I like to get mistreated.
Because women are not supposed to be mistreating men. If your girl mistreats you, she was raised by wolves. And she gets a train ran on her every third day of the week. I'm just letting you know from now.
If your girl leaves her weave in for more than a month, she suck dick and smoke blunts at the same time.
If your girl college not across the street from her crib, she be sucking the teacher's dick for education. And she fuck niggas for the school food.
Yo, guys, we have a caller on the line. 850-228, your mic is open. Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we got a female caller.
Hi.
Ooh.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing
we
great.
Good. Are you gay?
What's going on?
No, I'm not.
Hi.
I was just calling because y'all are wild in the whole show. It's been fun, but y'all have been wild in the whole show. But no, I wanted just to say that I don't think that you're homophobic.
Who's homophobic?
Huh?
What's your definition?
What's your definition?
I think homophobic sounds like what it is. Like, you're afraid of, like, you know, people who are gay. But I just feel like, you know,
to be scared of a man.
You know, I just feel like that's what it is when you're literally, like, afraid of them. But I just kind of feel like this because I got to go pulling up to my destination. But
I feel like Uber driver?
There's no...
Or, you
delivering drugs right now? Anyway, I feel like, you know, love and be loved, yo. I mean, like, you know, it is what it is.
Pause.
I have gay friends.
Let me ask you something.
Is a woman that's loyal.
I have a theory that all women have had at least one lesbian moment, a pause moment.
Yep.
Is this true
most
for
girls,
you too?
Most girls love
have you had a pause moment?
I've not done anything like that with a female, but I have had a female try to claim me as her own, and I had to tell her that I wasn't good and let her down real easy. But
you didn't let her clean your carpet.
That's pause enough. What would you just?
You didn't let her clean your carpet.
I didn't let her do nothing. But I gotta go. I just wanted to support y'all.
You never
know that. You know.
You have to leave so fast. It's gay. I just want you to know that.
I understand.
Yeah, that is pause. That is pause.
I accept that, but I feel like you know that I'm not gay. So anyhow.
But you do pause things.
Oh, how would you feel like he knew that?
All right, we appreciate you calling.
Bye.
Do you got Snapchat, though? Do you got Snapchat? Do you have Snapchat?
Oh. Cheetah's gone, bro.
Yeah, look, new rule. If you call in, you have to announce your Snapchat if you're a female off the rip. If you're a man, don't even bother speaking past 2 minutes.
No, nobody care about that rule.
She was
men
like,
don't
I
call this show.
Damn. Oh, man.
We got like 14 minutes left of the show.
We got a caller that can ask a question. My new caller, I mean, my friend Mackenzie is here with me right now. She wants to say something. Here you go.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I don't know what I want to say.
All right, never mind. She got nothing to say yet.
Y'all over here.
Write it down. Write it down.
Wait.
Don't try to, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to be deep off the head. Sometimes you got to write it down.
Don't freestyle it. Let's
yeah, don't try to freestyle your intelligence. Sometimes you got to prepare.
Let's be logical here. If homophobia is honestly the fear of gay people, like a fear for your safety, then what? Nah, I'm not going to lie. I might be homophobic because sometimes I've been around gay people and felt a fear for my safety sexually. So maybe that's maybe I'm homophobic.
Listen, the only time you should have homophobia is if you're in prison. If you up and out, if you in Sing Sing or Comstock somewhere up north, then I understand you have a homophobia.
Then you should be definitely afraid.
You
gotta put extra.
I've met gay men bigger than me. When I was a kid, I got molested. Like I've been in situations where I had no choice and it was over for me. So you could definitely be homophobic.
Pause.
From
so what is it that fears you? You feel like you're gonna get gripped up on a train? What's good with y'all service? Are y'all calling off your phone or your computers? Because I really don't understand.
I'm here. It's him over there. You know, I don't. You know what? His service.
He need to really. He really need. Yeah, his service be pausing. Oh, they call me with the mind. His service be pausing too much. That's just a sign. His service pauses him. All the pauses he be saying that we don't catch on time. What I want to know is how you get a fear of gay men. You shouldn't fear men. Because of who's going to... I mean, if you fear men, you feel like it's somebody that's supposed to protect you. But you can't fear if you don't fear...
Anybody can get it.
You.
I mean, pause. You know what I'm saying.
That's... Oh, man.
Pause.
Oh, my.
Pause.
It's crazy how to pause and get the service back.
Pause.
Y'all a different breed, man.
Who's a different
breed? My generation would have robbed your generation.
Y'all niggas down wild, tough, and gay.
No, y'all smartphones.
You see how they were.
How come y'all don't do that already?
Because we have smartphones.
So where's this hypothetical?
I'm just saying, if my generation could teleport to the future, then we would have robbed
y'all. Why would we just stay here?
It's like y'all whole generation is a private school.
I want to ask you a question, Bane. You think at 21 you could beat me at 21 in a fight, hand to hand?
At 21, if you'd have saw me coming down the street, you would have went another direction.
No, I would have not. You had a high top fade and a.
Not at 21. I did not. No one had a high top fade when I was 21.
You had mad windbreakers and flight.
I did not have a windbreaker when I was 21. When I was 21, you was 4. I had locks when I was 21.
Was you on your Prince swag back in the day?
Barely.
That's the question.
Hold on. We got a comment from Mackenzie. We gonna talk about that, and then y'all know what time it is after that.
All right. Hey, you guys. It's been a great show, but I just want to say that, you know, gay people don't care if you're homophobic. Really, they don't really care. It doesn't really affect their lives, but it affects your life because the more, like, as the years go by. If you're already uncomfortable and you think this shit is paused, then you're just going to get more mad, more and more mad, because it's just going to keep becoming more prevalent in the culture. And if you don't like it right now, you're going to be super fucking mad soon, because that shit is not going to stop. So, I mean, really, if you're homophobic, that is you. That's only a struggle for you. That's not a struggle for anyone else. So, that's all I have to say. So, back to Carlos.
Remember back in the day, they would have those cartoons, and then at the end of the cartoon, they would have, like, the message, like, don't play with fire or don't lie to your parents and stuff. That's what I felt like just happened.
I feel like this generation is confused.
Yes. They don't care because gay people are financially independent. They have power. They have recognition. And so you can be mad forever, but it's not going to go back to how it was because gay people have always been there. They just, people just didn't know they existed.
Unless we pull a Hitler and kill.
Listen, listen. I already listened. In 30 years, everyone's going to be gay.
Put your fist up.
That's cool.
Man, y'all know what, y'all know what time it is.
We got
8 minutes left. It's about that time. Y'all know what it is. It's the freestyle that we do every week. When the show ends, we're going to freestyle about the show and freestyle according to our topic. So let's get it. Who's going to start it off?
Yo! This gay thing done moved along too fast. It affects hip-hop. Now I can't say shit like, I'm about to get in your ass. Pause.
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 That was already
pause. 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 Pause.
I'm harder than a, I'm harder than an erection. I do not like my reflection because it's pause. And I can sense the homo detection.
Yo. Yo, she said when she hugged me, her vision was fuzzy. I told the hoe to focus. She told me when it came to you, she hate your dick. Like, she homophobic.
All this gay nonsense is a waste. Now I can't say shit like, yo, why you acting hard in my face? Pause.
Pause.
Pause. Pause. Yo. I tell these niggas all the time, like, pause, get off my cock, look at the clock, you know it's time for me to go in. But I'm going to give a preemptive pause to these niggas. Cause you blowing mine.
And that was porn. I got that right now. It's pause if you listen to Nicki Minaj. And if you dress like Young Thug. Hold on. Yeah, come in. I got company. Hello.
Pause.
All right.
Listen,
water, right?
We in some mad pause. He just said he got some company. But now I can't
don't
say.
Don't tell me that's pause.
He just said he got some company. But now I can't say shit like, yo, you really got the balls to come for me? Pause.
Oh, nah.
Yo, all y'all bars need to stop for a second. That's pause. I get your girl wet, then she's giving me mouth. That's jaws.
Nowadays, you sound like a gay-ass clown. You can't look at your homie and say, yo, stop fucking around. Pause.
I got y'all right now. I tell your girl to throw on a fitted and some sweatpants and tell her to come play with me and my friend. That's two sticks. That's pause when we get in it. That ain't round them, but you get the
Yo. Y'all niggas gay. Y'all will fuck a dude raw like Eddie Murphy. You must be delirious. Penetrate a nigga while you angry. You fucking serious?
Homophobia done affected the way we speak. Well, how you figure? Because when somebody be like, yo, what happened to Todd? You can't be like, I been stopped fucking with that nigga. Pause.
Pause. Pause. I got y'all right now. This is to all you niggas in the staircase sucking on cigars. That's two men, two or three men in one staircase looking out for the boys, a.k.a. the police. This is for y'all. Right here, I dedicate this one to y'all.
Pause.
If you more concerned about your man than your shorty, you more concerned about having the Glock and sipping 40, drunk driving and wilding, you and your man styling, and then you get caught and get sent to the island, and then you decide to start becoming violent, that's pause. Because you are pause. You act like you like girls, but you like to open them homo doors.
Yo. Yo. You get fly from other niggas and not girls. The police stopped you, then you froze in your clothes. You be fucking niggas on the download and go fuck the girl like bros before hoes.
Oh. Oh.
I'm gonna start calling you niggas.
It's my go. Well, you gotta be careful even when you judge a nigga's flow. Cause if you tell me your man suck, my question is how you know? Pause.
Yo, with the double entendre.
I got y'all right now. Yo, you niggas is so hoodie. Y'all on the DL.
Go ahead.
You niggas is so hugely because you on the DL. You ain't getting no pussy.
Wait, start that bar from the top.
You niggas is so hugely because you on the DL. Most of the girls you fuck with is from the Bronx Projects, and we all know that they don't even got it no more.
Yo,
pause, because you ain't even have a bar. Pause.
Take it right now. You turned up to your bro's party too sloppy. They had a big hockey. You was hogging the cum. You don't eat pussy. Fuck a cat. I bet the dog got your tongue.
Pause. Pause. You fuck with a nigga named Brandon, and he live in Queens. Sometimes he be on Stanton. You go to Soho, Manhattan, because you know that you like when your boyfriend gets that Ben Franklin.
Yo, you teach your chick bad? Wait, you teach your chick bad? Wait, you know you're going to get domed from your nigga, so you treat your chick bad. But then you get home, and just like a bad breakup, you got your shit packed.